What's good, everybody? We back with another episode of We Just Be Talking. It's your host, Gold. I was planning on doing the NBA prediction episode on Friday, but didn't realize that I forgot that the play-in games ended on Friday and whatnot. Of course, the Miami Heat won, so they was A seed. So Miami Heat will play Cleveland Cavaliers in the first round. Go Heat. Like I told you, I knew it was going to happen. I was just trying to be reverse jinxing, but I pretty much nailed the play-in tournament, like, boom, boom, boom. And then on the opposite side of the West, the Grizzlies defeated the Mavericks. Built to ass. It was a dominant performance. It was pretty bad. So pretty much the Grizzlies are the AC, so the Grizzlies Thunder, and then we have the Cavs and the Heat. So, bracket in totality, on the Western side, we have the Thunder versus Grizzlies in the 1-8 matchup. We have the Nuggets and the Clippers in the 4-5 matchup. Then we have the Lakers and Wolves in the 3-6 matchup. And then we have the Rockets and Warriors on the 2-7 matchup. On the Eastern Conference side, we have the Cavaliers and the Heat, 1-8. Pacers, Bucks, 4-5. Knicks, Pistons, 3-6, and Celtics, Magic, 2-7. So, with that, we have the playoff bracket set. Going to be a good playoffs, I believe. For the most part, I feel like the first round series, and I'm going to get to that in a second. I feel like the first round series might be a lot of them might be kind of one-sided. And I don't mean that in a bad way, I just mean that, like, from what I saw, how these teams, some teams goes into play-in and whatnot, and how they finish the season, I don't see the series going well for them. So we're going to just start out with the top. We're going to start with the Thunder and Grizzlies. I believe the Thunder and Grizzlies series would be a very quick series. I'm not going to lie, y'all, I'm feeling sweep. They might get a game. If they were to get a game, it would have to be game one. It would have to be game one, because I just don't see the Grizzlies having enough. They don't have the bigs. Like, yes, they have Zach Edey, and they have Jaren Jackson Jr. However, Zach Edey forgets that he's like, what, 7'1", 7'2"? He forgets sometimes. I don't know what be going on with him. So I don't count that as them having like a legit big threat, because he just plays small a lot of times. He plays small too much for me. Same thing with Jaren Jackson Jr. He plays pretty small. He plays more like a guard than he does like a forward or a big in any sense. He plays more like a guard. And I just feel like Hardenstein and Chet are going to dominate the paint, dominate the boards. Because Zach Edey is a all right rebounder for his size, like I said, because he plays so passive sometimes and like small, so it's like it's weird. He's one of those weird bigs. Like, he got the height and everything, but like he plays small in a lot of moments. So I just don't see that translating to them having any kind of production in the paint or anything like that. I just don't see it. And Jaren Jackson Jr. He's a poor rebounder for his size. He's a very poor rebounder for his size. He's good defensively. He's a former defensive player of the year. He's good defensively. However, he also plays smaller than a 6'10 frame. He plays more like a 6'6 guard, in my opinion. Like that's more of his style of play. Jai's smaller. He's smaller, and I think Shea gonna dominate that matchup pretty easily. And then Desmond Bane is a poor defender. He has some measurables that's kind of prohibits him from being like at least a decent defender. But he's a pretty poor defender, I have to say. I just don't see this matchup going well for the Grizzlies at all. They were better off when they were playing through a system where Triple J was the main option, but now that they've moved back to Jai, it's more exciting to see Jai play like that, because like, oh, it's Jai. Like, I love to see Jai play this and that, but it hurts the team because I've seen them take a step back. Since they made that coaching change and they fired Taylor Jenkins, I just don't see them putting it together. I think the Grizzlies, and it's sad to say, but the Grizzlies were supposed to be like the next team up. Like, they're supposed to be, like, part of that, the next-gen teams that I call them. Like, we had the Thunder, who are clearly, you know, they've come into their own, especially over the past two seasons. The Timberwolves were next up. Then we had the Rockets. Excuse me, the Rockets, which are the two seeds, so the Rockets are all right where they need to be. And then, like, you know, we have on the other side, we have, like, the Pistons and the Magic, and the Pacers are even, you know, rolling into form. The Cavs, too. The Cavs are not a super old team, for real. They're pretty about average. They're not really, like, ancient. So, yeah, the Cavs are still pretty young. So, yeah, like, you know, all the young teams kind of have taken over. There's been that changing of the guard a little bit, but and even the Celtics, were a young team as well. They've gotten a little older because they added some pieces along the line. But, like, Tatum and Brown are relatively still relatively young. Like, they're not even 30 yet. They're still in their 20s. So, again, all the younger teams kind of have came into form, and we kind of got this little shift that's occurred over the past years. Yes, we still have, like, the Warriors and the Lakers are still around, the older teams, as well as, like, listen, the Bucks, they're still around, but I don't see the Bucks really doing anything this year. We'll get to that in a moment. The Lakers and the Warriors probably have the better shot to do anything. The Clippers too. I believe in the Clippers. And the Nuggets aren't even really like that, really that old either. Well, you can kind of say they in the middle, I guess you could say, because they're not super old. They're getting there, though. They're getting there. But Thunder Grizzlies, I'm going to say gentlemen sweep five games. I won't be surprised if it's a sweep, but I'm feeling five games. And in order for that to be that five, I think the Grizzlies got to get that first win. I don't see them getting it. Because I'm not impressed with anything they're doing. So I say the Thunder move on. Then we have what I consider the best series that's going to occur in the first round, which is going to be the Nuggets and Clippers. I feel like that's going to be the most competitive and most evenly matched series in a way, because the Nuggets have that championship pedigree that matters. I know people try to say, like, championship IQ doesn't matter. It does. That experience and IQ kicks in. The switch can't get flipped. I know people say, like, there's no proverbial switch that can be flipped. And it's now, like, it is. I've seen it. So, yeah, so I think that they're going to, how can I put this? I think that the Nuggets and Clippers is going to go probably 6 or 7. I think it's going to go about 6 or 7. And I think that with that, I believe that the Clippers are going to win this series. I think it's going to come down to Kawhi being Kawhi, because Kawhi has returned to form. He has. And I believe that he's going to put on a show. I think he's going to have a great series. Harden has become arguably a top, in my opinion, he's easily a top 5 point guard in the league right now. I think he's having an All-NBA season, as I said in my previous show. I believe he's having an All-NBA season. At least, I feel like, sorry, sinus is a little messed up. I feel like second team All-NBA he could fit on, but I feel like he's going to probably get third. He's having an All-NBA season, so I really pray he gets at least he gets on third team. I feel like the Clippers are going to win that series. I feel like the Nuggets are going to put up a tough fight. The X factors in that series are going to be the shooting of Westbrook and Braun. If Westbrook and Braun can hit open threes, that's a big plus for them. However, Westbrook will throw a poor three-point shooter. I don't see it happening. I don't see Westbrook being able to, like, knock down threes and all that kind of stuff. And he's been having these problems finishing layups and everything. So I just don't see a lot of things going right for them. I really don't. Like I said, I feel like it's going to be a hard-fought series. I feel like Jamal Murray is going to be Jamal Murray. He always is a big playoff performer. I don't think I've ever seen him, like, have two horrible love a playoff series or whatnot, so I feel like he's gonna be all right. Let me think. Who else? And yeah, I want to say that's pretty much what my head's at. But I feel like that's pretty much going to be the side effect. Like, I feel like Joker, I don't think Joker's going to have an amazing series, by the way. I don't. And the reason why I don't think this is because of Zubac. Zubac has been one of the top defenders in the league this season, and no one's talked about it. He's been a very great defender. Like, he's arguably my first team all defense. I believe he's first team all defense. He might slide down a second just because of his no position now, but it was still position based. I feel like he'll be first team all defense. And yeah, I think Zubac is going to give Joker a tough time. I'm sure Joker probably still get a triple double here and there. He'll probably still do what he got to do, but I feel like it won't come easy. Like, it'll be like an empty calorie triple double, which sounds crazy, but I think it'll be like he'll get it like at the end of the game. Like, you know, like, it'll be like close triple doubles. Like, he's not going to, like, get them in the damn second quarter like he's done sometimes this season. Like, I don't think that's going to be the case. Because Zubac gives Joker a good run for money. I think he holds him down to around the 40s in shooting percentages when they match up. So, I believe that Zubac will most likely be the X factor. Let's see if Zubac can average at least 15 to 12, which is about his averages for the season. I think the Clippers win this in 7. And Kawhi stays healthy. That's the main part. Kawhi stays healthy. Norman Powell, I've been vouching for this for the past couple of weeks. I feel like Norman Powell should move to the bench for this series, just to get them a boost scoring-wise, because I feel like their scoring is the issue off the bench. I feel like you should just start Derrick Jones Jr. Like, your starting five should be Harden, Dunn, Kawhi, Derrick Jones Jr., and Zubac. Like, that should be like the starting five. Move Powell to the bench. Give Powell his own little kind of conditioning, because he hasn't been all the way right since he came back from the injury. So I would say move him to the bench. Give him his own, like, kind of, you know, run the shot troops kind of move with him, so where he kind of can run everything. He can get his shots up, get into a good rhythm, get some confidence going. And then you can make the switch to put him back into the starting lineup in the second series if you need to against the Thunder for scoring purposes. But I feel like that'll be a better move just to give them a boost off the bench, because a lot of teams in the playoffs benches are weak. They have a lot of weak benches in the league. And this matchup here, this 4-5 match with the Nuggets and Clippers, they both have weak benches. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's going to be the side effect of, like, what role players are going to show up. Like, the stars are going to be stars for sure, but it's like, what are the others going to do? And I feel like between the Nuggets and Clippers, the others are about what as far as production goes. Westbrook can give you a little more, but he also can take away a lot. So, yeah, we're going to see. But I got Clippers in 7 in that one, so I think it's going to be Clippers in 7. Then we have the Lakers and Timberwolves. I'm going to make this one pretty easy. I'm going to, you know, we're going to put it out like this. Grey Wolf, Bear Wolf, Timberwolf, Lakers in 5. We're just going to go ahead and put that out there. Lakers going to be in 5. We got the Lakers in 5. But on a serious note, I think the Lakers are going to win that in 6. I feel like, yes, the Lakers are smaller. The Wolves have the bigs and whatnot like that. I feel like Naz Reid is going to get the Timberwolves at least 2 games out this series. I feel like Ant-Man could potentially get them a third, but I don't think it's going to be that great of a series for Ant. But I think the bigs are going to feast. I think the bigs are going to have a great time. I think it's going to be like one of those home-and-home series, and then around game 6 is when the Lakers are going to beat them at home. So I feel like it's going to go 2-0 Lakers, then Wolves go home, tied up 2-2, and then Lakers win the next 2 games after that, and then they close it out. They win one in the Crypt, and then they win one at the T-Wolves already. Talking Arena, I think I want to say it is. Yeah, I think that's going to be pretty it. That's going to be pretty it for that. I think it's going to be a fun series. I think Luka's going to go crazy because Luka's going to abuse that Rudy Gobert switch. He did it last year, and there's no reason why he can't do it this year. Like, he can abuse that. So I expect Luka to average damn near 40 for the series. It just depends on if the others defend and at least contribute to the scoring. Like, we need Reeves to give at least 15. Bron needs to chip in, like, 20 and 10. I know that's a lot for him at his age, but he needs to chip in about the 20 and 10. So, yeah, I think that's going to be fine. I think the Wolves are going to put up a good fight. It's going to be a closer series than, even if they lose in 5, it's going to be a closer series than people it looks like on paper. So I think it's gonna be good. I think it'll be a fun series. Would I be surprised if the Wolves beat the Lakers? No, I would not. I would not be surprised by that at all. However, I just think that the Lakers have like that. I think that IQ factor kick in. And I think the Wolves will feel the defensive intensity of the Lakers. The Lakers have been a very great defensive team post break. I know the numbers kind of skewed a little bit about the competition and all that, but I feel like the Lakers have the pieces and the vet presence and everything like that to where they can actually, you know, overpower the Wolves. So I think the Lakers will be advancing. Rockets and Warriors, controversial take, which is crazy because they're the highest seed, but I think the Rockets are going to win that series in seven. I think it's going down. I think it's going the distance. I'm a big Rockets supporter. I really am. I would need to have some people on here that's known me for a while that know how much I've been vouching for the Rockets because, for one, I love the Thompson twins. I love Amen and I love Asar. Like they're amazing players to me. Like I love the Thompson twins. So I'm a heavy supporter of both the Rockets and the Pistons with those two. I really am. And I feel that the Rockets are gonna. I think the Rockets are gonna struggle early on because they're new to this. They're new to the playoffs and all that kind of stuff. I also think it's going to be tough on Jalen Green because Jalen Green, it's about time to move him. I know it's that people say, well, that's their best score. I get what people say, but I feel like Jalen Green got to move him for a solidified star. Like you got to move him at some point. I would keep Sengun and I would move Jalen Green out this offseason. I would definitely do it. I would move him. For some pieces while you still can, because I don't think you need, because it's not going to work. It's not going to work long term. It's not going to work. But I feel like the Warriors' height deficiency is going to be their downfall. They make it work because they have Jimmy now, so they make it work. With Jimmy and Draymond, they have a great defensive setup and everything like that. They make it work. I just feel like, you know, when it comes down to just wearing down Steph. Like, I feel like Steph is going to get off, but I feel like the defense they're going to throw there, like the traps and the traps and the doubles they're going to send to him, I think it's going to wear him down over time. And I don't know why I feel like Jimmy going to have a weird ankle injury or something stupid happen to him, because it seems like he always has some weird ankle injury happens in the playoffs. It happens every year. But I just feel like the Rockets have the better complete team, and the defense is actually solid too. There's two good defensive teams too, by the way. So I feel like it might be one of those weird series where like one team get on a crazy run and lock in defensively, and then the other one kind of comes back and do the same. So it kind of be like a teetering seesaw type game. But I would have to say the Rockets just win based on the defensive presence. I feel like Amin can hold Steph. If Amin can hold Steph at least two games, because Steph's going to probably have one game that's going to probably be kind of mid. If he can hold them down like two games, I think they can win, because like Jimmy can do what he got to do, but I just don't see the others really stepping up in a big way. Like I don't see Paz like having a game breaker type series. Moody, they don't play Kuminga anymore, which is sad. Draymond is going to be Draymond. He might get ejected a game. You never know. So, I just feel like the Rockets are going to just win the seven. I feel like it's going to be a close series, but I feel like the Rockets are going to edge out that seven-game series at home. I mean, that seven-game at home. I got Rockets moving on. So, I say Lakers, Rockets. I'm saying Lakers, Rockets because I want the Rockets to win. I ain't going to lie. The Rockets is more of a me probably bias pick, but don't be surprised if the Warriors win. Won't be surprised at all. So, yeah. The same thing for the Warriors. But yeah, I'm gonna say Lakers and Rockets in the second round. To Lakers Rockets in the second round. So that's that. I'm not doing the entire bracket. I'm not doing the entire bracket. Overall, I'm not. Because I don't want to sit here and talk about every matchup potential. I want to kind of do it as they occur. I don't want to do like an entire full breakdown of it. I will give a guess about who I think is going to make the finals, though, so y'all can know who I'm going to pick for every series, damn near. So we're going to do that at the end. On the Eastern Conference side, I say to see the Cavs and the Heat, I think we're going to give the Cavs a run for their money. We're probably going to get swept, but it's going to be one. It's going to be like like they said with the Celtics and the Nets or whatever, when they say it was the closest sweep in NBA history because every game was close and in the thing. Or like the Nuggets and the Lakers were in the conference finals a few years back when the Nuggets won it all. It was a close sweep. I feel like the Cavs and the Heat will be a close sweep. The problem with us is that, which another team that I'm going to speak on a few has, is that we don't. I'm so sorry. My sinuses are horrible right now. Is that we don't. We don't have scoring. We have enough scoring. The defense is pretty solid. That's not really a big issue, but we just don't have enough scoring. We need a star. Whether that's we go get like a KD or somebody like that, I don't know. I don't know what we could do at this point because, like, it's not many out there we can really trade for. But we need a star. We need a star that can, you know, take the game over and whatnot, dominate and scoring, things of that nature. That's what we need. We need that desperately. So, yeah. We're going to have to see how we fare in this series with this, but I think that we're gonna definitely need a star. I just see it. I could just see the writing on the wall. Like we're gonna need to get like another piece in order to make this work. You know, like so. I'm excited. I'm excited for that series just to see how we look, so I can see what we need to go looking for in the draft because we've ruined our draft pick choices and whatnot like that because we want to make the playoffs. So I'm just excited to analyze that series just to see like what do we need to get a little better. I pray that we keep Davion Mitchell because I love Davion Mitchell. I hope we keep him. He's good with us. He's been playing very well. So yeah, and we got a good rookie in Kellerwell. We got a good rookie in him as well. So I'm excited for his development. Alongside Bam, Hero is a very good scorer, and yeah, we just got. This is just me just looking into the future for that series. But the Cavs are gonna wash us. The Cavs are gonna beat our ass. The Pacers and Bucks. I don't care about the series at all. They could put this on NBA TV. I'm not gonna lie, they can just throw it on NBA TV, y'all. I don't care. You could throw this one on NBA TV. You could throw the Thunder and Grizzlies on NBA TV. I don't want to watch that on real TV, but like national TV. You could throw both of those on there. Just throw them off to the side. Matter of fact, you put them on a streaming site. Put them on the streaming site. No, you ain't got to even have it on TV at all for us to watch. Nobody wants to see any of that. I think the Bucks win in six. I have no analytical reasoning. I have nothing at all to really contribute to because Dame's out. Don't know when Dame's coming back. The Pacers have caught fire as of late. They've been a hot team. So the Pacers are more than likely going to win the series. But matter of fact, fuck it. The Pacers are going to win the series, y'all. It's going to be the Pacers. Like, I just see the Bucks got too much to overcome, and Doc Rivers their coach. So even if the Bucks would have come back from three, like if they get a 3-0 lead, they're going to probably lose it. Or they get a 3-1 lead, they're going to lose it. That's just how they go. I just don't see I don't see the Bucks doing much. And then Bobby Portis just came back, so he didn't really have enough time to really get into rhythm and whatnot. So I just don't see the Bucks doing anything. It might be a sweep. It might be six. I don't know. I don't care. May the best man win. But we're going to go Pacers. We're going to say Pacers. Going. So we're going to have Pacers and Cavs in that second round series. The best series on the Eastern side, in my opinion, Knicks and Pistons. It's going to be a very close series. It's going to be hard-nosed, old-school rivalry beef, knocking them on the ground. It's going to be that kind of game for them. Like, I feel like it's going to be, serious for them. So, I feel like the Pistons are going to win that in six. I know people saying, like, the Pistons aren't going to win. Y'all just hate the Knicks. I'm like, nah, it ain't that. I just really think the Pistons are better. Like, I think the Pistons are a better team. I think Kay's going to have a coming-out series. I think he's going to dominate. I think that Brunson's going to try to foul bait. By foul bait a ton like he normally does. I don't think Cat's going to have a great series because Cat, people be saying like, oh, Cat's a made man. Like, I don't believe all that. I don't think Cat's going to have a good series. Cat hasn't had many great playoff series, in my opinion. I just don't think he's going to show up. He has never shown me to be a big playoff performer. So I don't think that he's going to really do that great. Brunson is going to get his. I don't think Mikal Bridges is going to be that great. OG will probably have some good games here and there. Josh Hart is probably going to be a shell of himself because normally around this time of year, the Knicks just get tired around this time of year because they get played so hard throughout the regular season and it wears them down. And then they end up showing in the playoffs. And then either an injury occurs, so Brunson's probably going to sprain an ankle again or something crazy going to happen. Cat's going to probably just look tired. Mikal is just going to be Mikal. And OG is going to be his inconsistent self. So I just don't think the Knicks as a team are that threatening. I just don't see them being that big of a threat. So I'm not worried about the Knicks at all. So I think Pistons winning that series in six. So I got Pistons going. I think Kay is going to have a great game. I think Jalen Dorian is going to have a solid. He might average a solid 10-10. I think he's going to be a good. He's going to be good for that series as well. I just think it's going to be. I don't think it's going to be that much of a wash, but I don't see it being a long series. I think it might be some close games. But I see the Pistons winning in six. I just don't see any. I just see the Knicks just wearing themselves down. Like, even if the Knicks were to win, they're going to get knocked out next round because they're going to wear themselves down. It happens every year. It happens every year. It's a Tibbs coach team. It happens every year. They're going to get tired and wear themselves down at some point. Then we have another series. We had the last series we're going to cover, which is the Celtics and the Magic. I feel as though with the Celtics and the Magic, it's a controversial take. And I'm going to regret this later on, but I don't care. I got the Magic winning in seven, and I don't care. I'm going to go with it. And it's not because I hate the Celtics. I'm going to go with it because I feel like that's one of the series that has, like, a nice little upset thing because the Magic play the Celtics pretty well. They do. And you got a healthy Paolo, healthy Franz right now. So I think the scoring is going to be an issue because that's the Magic's problem, too. The Magic have the same problem as the Heat does. Like, can't score. Like, scoring is the problem. Like, you have one or two guys that can give you a bucket, and that's it. Everyone else kind of just spectates. It's nobody else can really contribute to the offense. Defensively, yes, everyone plays the defense. We love it. Great. This is not the 90s. This is not the early 2000s. You need to score. Like, teams are putting up 100 points with ease. It slows down the playoffs a lot, but still, you can't. You have to score. And the sense of the team that's high volume with threes and all that, and if they're knocking them down, you're in trouble. You got to catch up with them because they'll blow you out the water in no time, like it happens. So I feel like that's a good pick. It's a good pick. No analytical thing. It's a good pick. I feel like the Magic are going to beat the Celtics in seven games, and I'm going to stick with it. I'm not giving anything else. I'm not saying anything else about it. I'm just going to speak into existence and see what happens. They probably won't get smoked, though. I don't know. Like, outside of me making a good pick with that one, but like the Magic are going to get smoked probably in like five games. Maybe four. I feel like Brown's a little banged up right now. Tatum, kind of, whatever. The lack of scoring is going to hurt the Magic. But if the Magic had, like, a solid score, like, again, like a KD, that's another team you could possibly go to, KD. If they had like a KD, they'll be better off. They just need that third score, like somebody else that can give them some buckets because that's their problem. They have a scoring deficiency, like a couple of teams have. A couple of top defensive teams. The Rockets have the same problem. The Rockets actually have the same problem. I picked the Rockets over the Warriors, but they have the same problem with scoring. Like a lot of these younger teams, their problem is they have a defined one. Some even have a defined two, but it's that third option that can just alleviate something from. They don't have a legit third option. That's a lot of these younger teams' issues. Like the Thunder have their three. They have Shea. They have Jalen Williams. And they have Chet when Chet's right. They have him, so that's theirs. And they got Aaron Wiggins that has random amazing games off the bench nowadays, which is crazy. Who else? The Cavaliers even have their three options. They have, even though the third is inconsistent, they have Spider, then they have Evan Mobley, and then I would say Darius Garland is the third option. And what else? Another young team. The Pacers. Pacers have their three. They have Haliburton, they have Miles Turner, and they have Pascal Siakam. That's not in that order because Siakam is probably the number one scorer option. Siakam, then I would say Haliburton, then I would say Miles Turner. Yeah, like all these teams pretty much have like their three scoring options. Even the Pistons have it, but even though one of them got hurt, but they even have their like three scoring options. Like everybody has like a good mix of scoring and defense, but the Magic, Miami, and the Rockets, they just don't have it. They don't have it. And the Heat are actually a pretty young team now. They're a pretty young team. But it's just gonna take time. But yeah, so that's my prediction. I say that the Thunder beat Grizzlies. Probably four. I'm going to just say four. They probably going to beat them in four. Nuggets, Clippers are seven. Then I have Lakers in six. And I have Rockets in seven. Then I have Cavs in five. I have Pacers in six. Then I have Pistons in six. And then I have Magic in seven against the Celtics. So, yeah, that's my first round predictions and everything like that. I'm going to give a spoiler here, but who I think is going to win it all. I believe, it's crazy to say, but not so crazy to say, I really think that we're not going to get that Lakers and Celtics matchup. I just don't. And you know, why can I pick the Celtics to lose in the first round? Matter of fact, I'm not even going to say who I think is going to win the finals. I'm going to keep it under wraps. If the team that I think is going to, we're going to do it like this. If the team that I pick to win the finals loses, I will reveal it on the episode after the series has concluded. That's how we're going to play it. Because I don't want to give a spoiler for who I think is going to win the whole thing. Because I don't want to do like potential matchups with this, that, and the third. If it don't happen, because I'm like, I wasted my time. Not even a matchup is going to happen. So I'm doing round by round. So first round, got that locked in. And then with... Yeah, we're going to do it like that. I like that better. We're going to do it like that. But I don't think the Lakers and Celtics is going to happen this year, y'all. We're not getting the game. I think Celtics is losing. I just don't believe in the Celtics this year. I know it's crazy to say. I just don't. It's something off about them. So I see them losing probably. Like I said, I see them losing to the Magic for sure. If not, I don't see them making it anyway. And if they keep progressing and the Magic keep going how I think they're going to go, I'm pretty sure they're going to get knocked out. But we'll see. I just don't believe in the Celtics. I'm not a huge Celtics believer right now. I'm really not. With that being said, I'm going to end this episode right here. Those are my predictions for the first round. I'm excited. I'm probably not going to be able to watch that many games because I'm busy this weekend. So I'm going to try to watch as many as I can. As long as I can see the Nuggets and Clippers game, I'm fine. I'm content because that's the series I'm most excited for. I feel like it's going to be the best series out of all these that's coming out. That's the only one I'm really excited to see every game for. So, you know, hopefully I get to watch that game. And yeah, we're going to go from there. So with that being said, see y'all next time. Take care of yourselves and each other, and I will see y'all later. Peace out.